Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham calling from really Austin, Texas, by way of Nashville, Tennessee. There's a lot of big things happening in the SEAL world right now. And, guys, we're just on the heels of 2 weeks ago we had our global convention, and we had some big, big announcements that started to happen. For the 5 weeks prior to going to our convention, I had two or three different global council members sharing their perspective on why you should be at convention. Had two or three different individuals from the medical board come on and share their perspective on why you should be at convention. Also had some corporate people come on and share their perspective on why you should be at convention. Now, for the past 2 weeks, y'all have been hearing a lot of the buzz out there. Y'all been seeing some things online, some different studies, and hearing all the different things that's starting to happen around the country. One thing is for certain, we're starting to see numbers just absolutely explode. People are starting to hear the new science, and the people are really starting to buy into what they've been hearing, but they also have a full understanding for what's starting to happen. So, guys, you're dealing with a company of ASEA that's been around for roughly around 8 years, dealing with the technology around redox signaling molecules, that's absolutely a category creator, which I love what Dr. Maureen Hay says. It's basically a first-to-market type technology. But here's on a side note, it's also there's zero competition. Now, you think about that a lot of times. We hear zero competition. Yeah. I've heard this kind of stuff before, and I'll go right back to it, guys. It's a category creator. We can define it, but do we truly understand it? Guys, tonight I have three medical professionals that are going to come on tonight to share their perspective of what's starting to happen. And the reason I'm doing this, it was last week I was doing a meeting in San Antonio, and for about 15 minutes I was doing the meeting, going through some stuff, and I felt like I was doing a great job, and people were excited, sharing testimonials. And Dr. Carol Anderson was sitting in the back of the room, and she started, and I saw her, and she heard some things earlier that day, which brought her to the meeting, but she'd been a part of the company for about 2 years. And I looked at Dr. Carol and said, "Dr. Carol, have you been able to look at this research that's come out of convention?" She said, "I have, and I've been chomping at the bit. I want to share something." And guys, let me tell you something. What Dr. Carol shared that night, and it took less than 5 minutes, lit my butt on fire, and everybody in that room on fire, summed up what it took me 15 minutes to say she did in less than five. So tonight's call was a call that I did because of what I saw there. So I have Dr. Carol Anderson, who's a part of the call tonight, Dr. Dick Walker. Dr. Carol Anderson, by the way, is down in Bull Verde, Texas. She's a silver associate in ASEA. Excuse me. I got Dr. Dick Walker, who's a triple diamond associate up from Spokane, Washington. And I also have Dr. Maureen Hayes, who is a diamond associate from Galveston, Texas, who's also a part of the medical professionals board. Now, guys, I'm going to ask you guys as we go through this for each one of y'all to share a little bit more of y'all's your background, because I don't want to mess it up. I'm actually in the car right now on the road as we're leaving from one meeting to go to the next. And I want to go down to Bull Verde, Texas, to start off with Dr. Carol Anderson. Dr. Carol, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Yes,
awesome.
Thank you, Terry.
Could you do me a favor, kind of share with everybody your background, let's a little bit of your background before we get going.
Yes, I am an MD. I'm technically triple board certified, if there was a third board for what I do. I'm board certified in internal medicine and nuclear medicine. Nuclear medicine is a subspecialty of radiology. What I practice in my current practice is functional medicine. There's not a formal board certification for it, but I've got a master's degree in it as well.
Awesome. So, Dr. Carol, let me ask you something. Now, how long have you been a part of ASEA? How many? Is it 2 years?
2 years. 2 years. It started right after I was opening my practice. Fleeta Taylor came to speak to me about something that, you know, and I am approached a lot by different companies, particularly because of the type of medicine I do, functional medicine, different supplements, different things. And she said, well, you know, this is more groundbreaking than the human genome. So, of course, I was skeptical because, like I said, I've heard a lot of different pitches. And so I said, well, come on by. Let's take a look. She sat down with me, and when she brought up redox chemistry, that was all I needed to hear. I was involved at UT Southwestern at the time when doctors there received the Nobel Prize for redox chemistry. And so once you started redox and redox signaling, I was, you know, already on board, because we don't have anything that will affect redox signaling. A lot of what I do in my practice is, as I kind of explained at the meeting with Antonio, I help give light bulbs into the cells. Light bulbs are like in your house. You need to have a light bulb to get light, supplements, things like that. However, if you don't get a signal to the cell, that would be the power coming from the light company, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter how good the supplements are. So the light coming to the house from the power company, that's what redox signaling is. It sends signals. There's only three ways I know to do that in cells. One of them is hormones. Hormones are cell signalers. Do hormonal therapy, it requires a commitment, and it's lifelong and has to be done under the supervision of a physician. Or there's electromagnetic pulses that can be sent. This has been used in Germany for 35 years. Again, most people, it's out of their price range to get an electromagnetic frequency machine. Can range anywhere from $8,000 to $35,000, and is very it takes extensive training to know how to do it. And so then the third way is ASEA. And ASEA works off redox molecules. It works off what's already in the body naturally, which decreases as we age. It's very safe. You don't have to take it under the care of a physician. And it's a fraction of the cost of any of the other two methods that I just outlined.
What has the new studies meant for you? When we just came off the heels of the convention just in the past 2 weeks, what have they meant for you?
Well, it's really changed the way that I've seen ASEA. I already knew redox molecule signaling was very powerful. I had seen huge changes in my patients, but I didn't, and I recommended it in most of my patients, but I didn't have the scientific backing to really prove what was going on. This study is the first study that's shown that, and it's amazing in a lot of ways. You know, our understanding of things changes. You know, we have paradigms. Those are models that we use to explain events. And, for example, in physics, Newton was replaced with Einstein. And so things change as we understand things. The same is true of the human genome. We understand the genome, but how these genes talk to each other, that's rapidly changing. In medicine, in fact, is rapidly changing. Instead of looking as the body as a machine that needs to be fixed, we need to understand the interconnectedness of the various organs, the various systems, and how these things talk to each other. So what this study did was it helped to just shine a little bit of light on the scientific basis for why we knew ASEA was working. Instead of just, okay, take it because I've seen it work, okay, and based on my experience, it gives us the scientific backing to show it works, and it works because here we have a study, and a really well-done, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, too. I think a lot of people in medicine, they'll just take a double-blind, placebo-controlled study is the best type of study to have, and you can't always do it because you can't always have patients on a placebo. So it's a very strong study. The methods are fabulous. I mean, I could go into all of the details, but for example, oftentimes you'll find in the study that a lot of patients are excluded. They may start with, 60 patients, but then, 20 of them are excluded for some reason or another. That didn't happen here. In this study, most of the RNA that was extracted from the patient was used, with the exception of just one patient. So the other thing that I found remarkable about the study was they also followed it through, and they watched what happened when the patients not only took ASEA for 8 weeks, but then what happened when they didn't take ASEA for 8 weeks following. And so they showed the reverse. They showed that patients would revert back to where they were within 8 weeks of being off of ASEA. So there's other things. I don't want to take all the time.
I know. You're good.
Yeah. But okay, so Yeah. So like the p-value. So I can explain that to you. And I know that this is sort of, okay. So p-value is how we look at studies in medicine. And the lower the p-value, the better. So look at it like this, okay? You have a comparison of whether a drug does something or whether a SEA does something. Okay, so you have a hypothesis. Yes, it's going to do something. Well, there's also a null hypothesis. And what that means is the drug didn't do anything. I kind of think of it as Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh. You know, nothing ever changes. That's the null hypothesis. Well, the lower the number, that p-value, the less likely the null hypothesis is true. In other words, the lower the p-value, it means less likely that the drug didn't do anything. I know that's a lot of negatives in there, but it basically means the lower the p-value, the less likely Eeyore is right. And so in this case, for one of their genes, for example, EGR1 that they checked, gene number 9 is listed, it had a probability of 0.051% that the null hypothesis is correct. And basically what it meant is 0.015% of the time, that meant that the drug did nothing. Or stated another way, 99.949% accuracy to the effect that that gene was affected positively by a SEA.
So in summing up, that's a pretty big deal for people mm-hmm. like me.
mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Basically what it means is the statistical analysis of this study is very sound. The p-values are very low. So it means that most likely a SEA did have an effect. And it's further validated by the fact that when patients stopped taking a SEA, they went back. They went back to the way that they were following an 8-week washout period. And that's huge. So not only, like I said, are the statistical methods sound in what they did, but also, again, that EGR1 gene that I mentioned, they did a Wiki Pathways analysis on that. And what they found was all of the pathways that were affected by that. Serotonin receptor. Serotonin helps in how people feel. Feel good hormone helps with depression. Brain-derived naturopathic factor. That's actually making new brain cells. Circadian rhythm, sleep, how we rise in sleep. The NRF2 pathway, that helps in immune regulation. Interleukin 1 and 2, all of the inflammatory processes that go on in our body. And then also VEGF, which is vascular endothelialized growth factor. What that is it's how we make new vessels in our body. And I do all kinds of very expensive ways to help people make new vessels. Primarily men with erectile dysfunction, things like that. That's an important thing where there's microplaque making new vessels. By taking a SEA, these pathways are actually positively affected. In other words, cells can get signals. So it's very much like this. You have a cell phone. With supplements, I can make sure the battery is right. I can make sure the screen is right. But it's not going to help if the call doesn't come through. A SEA is helping with the call. It's sending the cell signal to the DNA. Then the DNA transcribes a protein, and that protein takes the action. So it's very much like you need a call. Then your cell phone has to work. And then based on that information you get, you may, you know, your call may say, go to the hospital to visit your uncle who's sick, and then you go. That's the same process here. You need the signal, the SEA. Then you need the supplements. You need the working cell phone. And then that will help you to transcribe proteins, which will then do the action if necessary.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Carol. And I'm going to go come to Spokane, Washington, to my good friend, Dr. Dick Walker, who's a triple diamond in this company. And absolutely, he's done a fantastic job. He's built a global business in the sea. And Dr. Dick, you know, I know that actually Dr. Carol Anderson, Fleeta Taylor, put her on the phone with you last week, and I know y'all spent a couple minutes on the phone, and you got her so fired up, and she went digging around this stuff. But Dr. Dick, I mean, share, if you don't mind, share your background, and what does all this new information mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I share a lot in common with Dr. Anderson. I'm board certified in internal medicine. I went a little bit different direction because I'm also board certified in emergency direction. I'm kind of an adrenaline junkie. I've climbed mountains all over the world. I've always kind of got off on, excitement and not knowing exactly what my job description was going to be that day in the ER, just whatever came through the door, bloody or whatever, you know. But also, on the flip side of that, was really interested in prevention and nutrition. So I also got a master's degree in what was called, preventive medicine, environmental health, nutrition, because we're talking about the early 80s, and quite frankly, we hadn't really figured out what preventive medicine was then. And so I kind of took that eclectic mix of courses and ended up with a master's degree, and then found out pretty readily that society wasn't ready to pay me for any of that knowledge, and ended up being a kind of a lifetime ER doc and really enjoying that and really enjoyed helping people that way. But I started to notice about 10, 15 years into it that I was seeing the same people over and over and over again because they didn't really change anything about their lifestyle. And so they'd come back with their second and third heart attack or, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, there's got to be a better way and maybe I should really get back to my interest in prevention. And, you know, eventually ASEA came into my life and I didn't know much about redox. I didn't know certainly as much as Dr. Anderson, but I did know a little bit because I was about 64 and a half years old by then and I don't want to slow down. I want to stay active. And so I'd been started to read the anti-aging literature and started to see references to redox signaling, but everything that I read led me to believe that I was going to be dead before there was any commercial application that I could take advantage of in that redox area. And when I found out that, au contraire, there was actually product in the marketplace that I could use and recommend that took advantage of redox signaling, I got pretty excited. In fact, a week after I first heard about it, you and I were both down in Salt Lake City to find out more about it. You were down there mostly for the business model. I was there for that, but also because I just wanted to find out if this was really true, if ASEA really had what they were claiming that they had. And it's been a great ride since then. You know, I've just been able to help people that I couldn't help otherwise. And I was working 50, 60 hours a week in the ER when I was first introduced to ASEA. So quite frankly, my initial impetus, once I realized that this was real, that ASEA was the only one in the world that had it, that they seemed to know what they were doing, that they were a small startup company, I'm not risk averse, and I was willing to take the chance that this company was going to survive and thrive, and I was going to do it along with it. And so that's why I jumped in. I wanted the business opportunity because I knew that this technology was going to light things up, and this new science is just lighting it up in a way that is really explaining to those of us who have been around to see it for a while why we are getting these wonderful results in so many different areas of our body. And Dr. Anderson just sort of reminded me of some concepts that I studied in statistics years ago. You got to realize that my last classroom experience with statistics was 30 some years ago, but I still remember p-values, and my recollection of a p-value was that the smaller it was, the less likely it was that the results of the study was from chance alone and not from the active ingredient. So we had a great p-value, making it pretty darn unlikely that the benefits that we saw in that genetic study was just due to chance. I mean, it's due to the sea, and there's no doubt about that. And the other thing that Dr. Anderson mentioned was circadian rhythm, and I don't know if anybody else is aware of this, but another ASEA associate, he's probably on the phone, Hugh Jennings, we were talking tonight, and he said, did you realize that there was a Nobel Prize just awarded regarding the genetics of the circadian rhythm? And we have a product that influences the genetics of circadian rhythm. So, you know, that's not just circumstantial. I mean, we're going to see more and more linkages like that. But, I've always said that it's a little bit hard to decide, is ASEA the greatest breakthrough in health sciences of our lifetime, or was it DNA? And quite frankly, they're both pretty big, and they both explain a lot of what goes on in our body, and they both have huge impacts on our health. Now we know the two are related. Now we know that ASEA, through the activity of redox signaling, in a very significant way influences the directions that our cells get from the chromosomes. And, you know, if you go back as recently as maybe 5 years ago, you know, there was a lot of controversy about whether environment and anything could influence the expression. So in other words, you've got this DNA in your cells that are in your chromosome, and those are like the blueprint, the instruction manual for your cells. And we used to think that you know, you just had this one set of instructions and that you were stuck with it. We now know that that's only true for about 5% of your DNA, and that's the 5% that most people know about. It's the stuff you inherit. So it's your eye color, your hair color, unless you go to a beauty salon and change it or go get colored contacts. You know, you're stuck with whatever eye color you're born with, and that's a consequence of the genes that you inherit from your mom and dad. And there are some other things that you get through that pathway. But the other 95% of your genes are changeable, and they can change with the environment. And we now kind of realize that you don't always have to get the same message from those genes, that message can be changed by the environment. And now we know that redox signaling is a big part of that messaging, and especially in these five areas. And this may not be the only five areas. It's just that this study showed these five areas where redox signaling has a very significant impact on the message that is sent. And it appears to turn on pathways that become clogged, slowed, for whatever reason, don't work as well as we age, or if we're ill, or if we've, you know, chronically had a bad diet, poor sleep, all the things we know that aren't good for you seem to affect those signaling pathways. And now simply by drinking a mixture of redox signaling molecules, we can light up those pathways again and start getting the right messages that bring us the right kind of health and help ourselves to repair and to rejuvenate and, you know, affects your circadian rhythm. I've been on ASEA for 5 years, and this summer I started almost passing out when I'd sit up or stand up. So I've had high blood pressure for years and years and years, and I thought, well, geez, you know, maybe I ought to check my pressure. It had been stable on four different medicines for quite some time, so I'd only check it when they went to the doctor's office. Nancy got the blood pressure cuff out, takes my pressure, and I'm like 80 over 40, which is like really too low for somebody that's 69 years old. And so after chatting with my doc, I started dropping those medicines out, and now I'm off of all that medicine, and my blood pressure is perfect. It's like 120 over 80, and I'm scratching my head, and I'm thinking, how the heck did that happen? Because I didn't change much, really anything else in my life. And now this study comes out, and it says, oh, by the way, one of those pathways mediates arterial flexibility, arterial elasticity. Well, it's lack of arterial elasticity that causes high blood pressure, especially in somebody that's 69, 70 years old. If you've ever heard of the term hardening of the arteries, I've got softening of the arteries thanks to ASEA. And so I'm a happy camper because I just eliminated four medications and the risks of those medications. And I just know that ASEA is doing some wonderful things inside my body. And now I know why it's doing it, and it explains a lot of other things I've seen ASEA do I've actually grown more hair with ASEA, which is really good because I've been scratching my head a lot since I started using ASEA, because I've been seeing stuff that, you know, until this genetic study came out, I had a hard time explaining it, and now we know. And like Dr. Anderson said, the science of genetics has changed, and we now know through this concept that we call epigenetics that things like redox signaling, things like changing your diet, and that most likely works through redox signaling, that we can actually have a positive influence on the blueprint and on the instructions that our cells get so that we can get healthier instead of sicker as we go through life. And the other important thing about this study is it was done in 35-year-olds. It wasn't done in old people like me. You know, I'll be 70 next April. But these changes were in 35-year-olds, and most 35-year-olds don't think they need anything to stay healthy. healthier, and yet this study showed that, as a matter of fact, they do. So I think that's going to have impact on our market as well.
Well, Dr. Dick, Dr. Carol, you guys got me so lit on fire, I don't know if I can handle anymore. You know, this is, and what you guys are hearing on the other side is kind of what we're starting to see out there. And I got to jump all the way down to Galveston, Texas, and have Dr. Maureen Hayes, who is, once again, a Diamond Associate with the CIA, also sits on the medical board with the CIA. Now, Dr. Hayes, I mean, just share a little bit of your background, and then we'll get into a couple more questions for yourself.
Sure, Terry. Well, I am board certified as an anesthesiologist and was board certified as a pain specialist, but kind of let that one go. It's now expired, and I don't have any good reason to go back and take those boards again. Also, in the past, was certified in acupuncture and age management medicine, and was an anesthesiologist for many years and practiced medicine for over 20 years, closer to 25. Gosh, I'm giving myself away. And also, you know, had an integrative practice at UTMB down here in Galveston. So I practiced energy medicine and mind-body acupuncture in my pain clinic. So was trying to kind of find a way to help people with deal with their chronic pain in ways other than just with opioids and antidepressants and anti-seizure medications, which are kind of the standards, along with some procedures. So I was on a journey of making a real difference, because I felt, for me, that I was taking people with problems that they were coming in with, and although I was treating them to the best of my ability, I was compounding them by making them drug addicts as well. And so I just felt like there needed to be a better way. At the same time, I was looking for a way to kind of buy back my life, because as Dr. Carol and Dr. Dick can tell you, medicine can kind of take over your life, and we sacrifice a lot to take care of our patients. And I had one child that I was bringing up and wanted to spend more time with, and so I was able to make that transition. Now, when I got involved with ASEA, as you know, it was for a personal reason. My husband, who's also a physician, had a very big health challenge, and so I was using the product basically to see if it would make a difference in his health, which it did. And I was in the middle of my age management training and realized I had never heard of redox signaling, such as Dr. Anderson and Dr. Walker had. The first time I heard about it was from you, and was surprised, as you know, that my sister, who is a medical writer at the Medical University of South Carolina, where I attended medical school, she had heard of it because of a NIH grant that the school had been awarded to study redox signaling in a number of different disease situations. And so it was funny to hear about redox signaling from you and from my sister. And then I found the science to be so compelling, I kept getting drawn back into it, looking at it, and I couldn't believe that this was something so big that had never crossed my path, that as an anesthesiologist, we probably wouldn't be looking at that kind of cellular biology. But it's been huge. And, you know, I think enough about the science has been talked about, and what I really, really love about it is that it's now been simplified. The message is very simple. You know, I just did a talk over the weekend where I picked up the new bottle and I said, how awesome is it? You know, we know about doc in the boxes. Now we have doc in the bottle, right? All you have to do is spin that bottle around and let people read it for themselves. And I also had an old ASEA bottle that I had peeled the wrapper off and had written on it, Dr. Moe's Magical Molecules, because that's what I feel like I've been selling for the past 5 years. You know, people say, what's in it? You know, what makes it work? Oh, it's salt water, you know, pixie dust, and eye of newt. But it will take care of anything that you need it to. I mean, we really didn't know what we had our hands on, didn't know how to explain it. And some of it seemed a little far-fetched. Now, you know, we can talk about the benefits of it, and if people really want to delve in deeper, we can point to the science. You know, I feel like we're travel agents who, instead of selling the trip, have been selling the plane. And so now we can go back to talking about, you know, what they're going to experience by being on these products. And, you know, if they really want to know why, we can let them know. But we can feel more confident because we have clarity in what these products do. And that's going to give us a lot more conviction and a lot more confidence. So I couldn't be more excited.
So Dr. Hayes, now, I remember,
you know, are having to be blessed enough to sit on the global council, and they presented this to us about, I don't know, a month and a half prior to the convention. And in that meeting, after they presented to us, they let us know before they presented this information that they had presented it to the medical board the night before. And I remember for myself listening to this, and they were giving us the technical study, getting so excited, more so than, not that I understood it, but I did understand one thing. This is just the beginning. And I called you up, and I remember asking you, Maureen, is this what I think it is? So, Maureen, where do you think this takes us? I mean, you set some pretty clear points. Everybody set some big things. Where do you think this takes us? As you sit on the board and as you start to do this stuff, where do you think this starts to take us?
Well, you know, our company is committed to doing more research, and I really am impressed by that and respect that greatly. And this is, I would say this is a gateway study, maybe a door opener, because if you look at how it was set up, if you read the actual study and not just the summary, they threw out a pretty broad net because they knew what the product did, but they didn't know quite how it did it or what exactly they were looking for. And so they picked up on five specific genes that really, like Dr. Anderson was saying, you know, the p-value was very significant. And so they honed in on that to find out. Now, it's not that these are the only ones. These are the only ones. It's so fascinating because we don't even know what all the genes in our bodies do. You know, so, but they have studied enough of the gene sequences to have an idea and to have these pathways. You know, when we talk about wiki pathways, these are programs that actually go through how all these different genes work and sort of a collaboration between people on you know, multiple resources that talk about, you know, kind of put it all together so that they can run these programs and find out that's how we got all these additional pathways that these particular genes, one gene in particular, the EGR1, that they code for. So if you think about these genes as being blueprints for the proteins that are being made that have specific functions in the body, okay, we now have this information. We have it based on, you know, a total of 60 people, 25 people taking the product, 25 people just taking the saline that the ASEA is made from, and then 10 people who were used as controls. Well, it was done for an eight-week period, 8 weeks with 8 ounces a day. So it was double what we normally use because the company had wanted to do a longer period because, as we know, 10% of people will respond pretty quickly, but 90% of people will respond within 90 days, right? But the IRB or the Independent Review Board, who oversees these type of experiments, had limited them to an eight-week period. So they doubled the dose, because they wanted to make sure that they were giving enough over that period of time to see some sort of change. So that opens it up for all sorts of other combinations, right? Longer periods of time, different amounts that people are taking to see what happens. And then to see, you know, they stopped the dosage, and then they took blood again 8 weeks later. Well, and everybody went back to baseline. So is there a gradient? How does that work? You know, there's so many more questions. When you get this information, that just leads to so many more questions that can now be answered. You know, so it's pretty cool. But they had to, you know, it was a very, very expensive, you know, people don't realize how much it costs to set up these kind of studies. And, you know, all the different factions that go into it, you know, having the review board, having bringing on the people, having the product, doing the blood test. I mean, all of these things cost money. And you know, the company invested quite a bit to get these DNA studies are very expensive. So now that they've honed in on a number of specific genes, now they can go deeper. So it's pretty exciting. It's really exciting.
Well, y'all get me fired up. Okay, guys, real quick, I want each one of y'all kind of the same thing. I'll give y'all each a minute to, you know, maybe say some closing comments because I'm sure everybody's getting just as pumped up as I am. But here's a perspective as we listen to everybody. There's a bunch of people listening in tonight. There's a bunch of people that will catch the recording. There are people that are just getting started in ASEA, but people that have been in for a little bit in ASEA. There are medical people to just layman's people. There's all types of people listening to this call. I would like for each of you to just take 30 seconds to a minute. This is some closing comments to your perspective for where we are, maybe where you see we're going. And I'll start off, Dr. Carol.
Yeah, I we're at the brink of a new paradigm, understanding how the body interacts with how the body communicates cell to cell. We're only as healthy as our cells are. They are the basic building blocks. And the cells don't have to just be healthy. They have to be signaled as to what to do. We know this happens in utero. There are signals for make an eye cell here, make a heart cell here. This signaling continues throughout our life, and it's very important to our health. What I found very amazing about the study, and Dr. Hayes mentioned this, it was just a gateway study. And they didn't have statistical significance on everything, but it wasn't just the five genes that's in the summary. They looked at 11 genes, and out of 11, not one of them didn't show that there was some difference between placebo and between taking a SIA. So all of the genes were affected on cell signaling, and we're just in our infancy in trying to understand this. But the fact is, we don't necessarily need to have to understand it completely to know that when you put redox molecules back in your body that you had when you were young, young people are healthy, it's going to be a positive thing. We don't have to have all the biochemical pathways understood to understand that. That when we can restore cell signaling to the way it was when we were younger, we'll be healthier.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks, Dr. Carol. Dr. Dick Walker.
Well, I think this is really a new beginning, like ASEA. That was kind of the theme for the convention, and this truly is a new beginning. I mean, we don't have to dance around, the whole signaling molecule issue. We can hone in on probably the most important area of signaling in the body that it affects, and that's our DNA expression and how it helps to light up gene pathways that are beneficial in a huge number of ways for our health. Even though I'm an ER doc, prevention is near and dear to me. I've always been prevention focused. And I think we now have a very, very strong message to deliver to people about prevention. You know, the leading cause of death in this country, even though people fear cancer greatly, the leading cause of death in this country is still mostly cardiovascular disease. And the leading category for that is sudden cardiac death. In other words, somebody's walking around, they suddenly drop dead. And unless there's an IED defibrillator handy, they're dead. And 50% of men have that happen, and they have no clue they have cardiac disease. 60% of women. So what are they going to do unless they carry around an IED thinking it might be them? They can really get into prevention, and we know that cardiovascular issues were one of the five pathways that were affected the most by ASEA. So we have a very strong message for prevention, and especially people that have a genetic family history predisposition to some of these things. So get out there and let people know what we've got.
I agree.
Maureen. Sorry. I was muted out, Doc. I'm talking. Anyway, Dr. Dick and Dr. Maureen Hayes, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say absolutely. You know, I agree with both Dr. Carol and Dr. Dick. This is, you know, we now have something to fight back. You know, I don't care how healthy you are, how healthy you feel, you know, you think you are. Gosh, the statistics of people who have cardiovascular disease and cancer, diabetes, all of these things are on the increase. And if you look at the five things that ASEA targets, it's inflammation. Who doesn't know somebody or is suffering from inflammation themselves in some way? Your immune status, your cardiovascular health, your gastrointestinal health, your hormones. One of the things that we learned in age management medicine is that the triad of health is diet, exercise, and hormonal control, the most important of those being insulin. And now we have something that affects insulin receptors, right, the insulin signaling. So you know what? Everybody knows people who are suffering from these things and maybe suffering from them themselves.
And we may never know some of the things that we prevent. So who should be on this product? Just about everybody. You know, anybody who wants to have longevity, anybody who wants to have good quality of life. This is an investment in your health and in your future and in the future of your family. So, you know, we can finally, we have something that fights back. We've heard a lot about epigenetics. Dr. Walker was talking about it earlier. This is all about the things in your environment that help flip the switches for towards disease if you have a predisposition to it. Now we have something that when it turns, disease is trying to turn those switches off, we turn them back on again for good health. So it's amazing. And like Dr. Dick said, it's go time.
Hey, guys, I hope everybody listening in tonight can kind of catch the fire and the excitement that's starting to happen. You know, the product and technology of Visea is not on trial anymore. People, the biggest thing you have to embrace is embrace yourself and the struggle you have to go through to build this, because even the information you're hearing tonight, not everybody's going to see this. But what you should at least caught tonight, that this is a product that's, it's product is time has come. For the first time ever, in my knowledge, that a company or a technology is ahead of science. What I mean is that science is pushing this. All the information's coming out, talking about the science of redox signaling molecules, and there's only one supplement on the planet. We started off by talking about a category creator / zero competition. Guys, you just heard about it tonight. And I want to thank Dr. Carol Anderson for taking the time out of your busy schedule, Dr. Dick Walker, and Dr. Maureen Hayes. Guys, get this out to your people as fast as you possibly can, and I look forward to seeing you guys on the CIA Highway. Thanks, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.